Practical exercise. Woo, here we go. There may be bits of information missing from this practical exercise. I did write it up when I first came to work this morning, and so it is possible that I will make additions and corrections to the practical exercise as we go along. The link that you guys have already been given will continue to work even though I make updates and changes to the document or things that people tell me that they want changed or added. And we will see how we go. Now, has everybody had a chance to read the exercise yet?
Yeah, I have.
Yeah, I did.
Okay. So basically what we're trying to do is we're trying to get packets to go from theoretically workstation 1 or workstation 2, depending on how you want to set it up. I mean, you guys are the administrators here, to workstation number 5 or number 6. And they should go all the way from one end of the topology to the other. Now, before I start explaining anything, because I'm going to explain a few things, does anybody have any questions?
Don't think so.
All right. I'm going to turn on AutoVox and start talking, and we'll see how we go. Now, what I would suggest, we have two of us here. We have three of us here. So what I think you guys should do is work on delegating who wants to do what and maybe share a bit of the stuff as we go through. I would suggest that one of you do workstation... Well, one of you do router 1 and one of you do router 3. And then you guys can perhaps cooperate on doing router 2.
I did 1 last week, so I'll take 3.
Okay, I fixed 3. It actually now talks to the rest of the bundle,
yes,
which I'm very happy about. Yes, it does.
Bad network cape.
Okay, I'll take 1 then.
All right. Make up some host names, figure out what you're going to call your things, because we want to have routers 1 and 3 named so that you can actually get from you can actually see the names when you log into them, and that will be done with the host name command in global configuration mode. All right, well, do you want to drop in, Grace, and set the host name? You only have to set the host name on router 2. And I don't know what you want to call it. Is it the... I'm thinking the ISP is Dodgycom, but whatever you want to call it. There is also a way, and I will actually personally have to look it up in Ciscopedia myself, there is actually a way to configure a hosts table on the router. And if you do that, you can actually refer to things by names, but it's up to you guys whether you want to get that advanced or not. So we might see how we go. All right. First of all, 12.1 and 24.1 are access points. They are pingable. You don't have to use any of that topology information if you don't want to, but I'd strongly suggest doing so. Otherwise, well, you may have to reconfigure workstations with ifconfig anyway. So I should probably wait until everybody's got the host names and everything set on their routers, and then we'll take it from there.
I'm trying to tell it into www.qcat.org and it's refusing my connection.
Make sure your telnet and port 23.
Yeah, okay, that time it worked. I have no idea what it's probably.
Either turn your AutoVox on or stop letting go of your key too early.
All right. So I want to connect to pod 2?
Yes, you do. Which, there's pod 1, pod 2, and pod 3, I believe.
Yep, got it.
Have you got Ciscopedia installed?
No.
You may need that in a bit.
I may need it now. I can't remember how to set the host.
Config T, host name, string.
Right, but I have to get into the I have to get into the mode that I can do that in, and I don't remember how to do that.
Enable.
Now my NVDA is not echoing back my commands. Please hold.
I wonder why.
That's good. I don't know. Maybe I have an older one on here. Although I thought I had 2011.1. Please hold.
You can go upgrade it if you want.
I got into pod 3, okay. But hang on a second.
And I am on AutoVox, which may be a bit sensitive. We'll have to see. Definitely too
sensitive. Command is host name, right? I am on router 1. I've done config terminal. I've done enable.
Yeah, config T, and then host name, space, and then the string.
Is T, like, T up against conf?
No. Config space terminal. Last week when you did a config space question mark, it gave you the options where you could configure from.
Done. Router 1 is elephant.
Excellent. So router 1 is elephant. All right. It's up to you whether you would like to configure an IP address on Fast Ethernet 0/0 that is not 12.1, but it could be 12. Something else. I would tend to drift towards 12.254, but you could put another number in as long as you know what that number is, so that you can set the gateways on the workstations. Are you on router 3, Grace?
Router.
Okay. We'll let Brian get his stuff sorted, and then we'll figure out whether you're doing router 3 or whether what you're doing.
I'm figuring out why my JAWS isn't reading to me my teraterm window right now.
Alt space, make sure the window is not too big for the screen size. You're probably too close to the bottom of the window and it's interfering with the taskbar. You don't actually need to set an interface on the Fast Ethernet of router 2, Grace, but you can if you want.
I just had to re-log into TerraTerm to see if it would read.
Why didn't you just go clear screen?
You said Fast Ethernet 1. That's Ethernet 1, right? The interface number?
No. I said Fast Ethernet 0. We're not playing with... Yeah, it's FA:0/0. And the clear screen, Grace, is under edit, clear screen, 2 up.
Oh, I found it.
Okay, so putting an IP address on an interface looks something like this.
Yeah, mine refuses to read to me. It reads the start bit and then it won't read anything else.
Do you have the TerraTerm scripts installed on the new version of JAWS?
Yeah, I installed them last week. Might reinstall.
Is your cursor shape set correctly?
Yep.
How big is your terminal window under terminal?
80 lines.
By?
What?
80 by what? Okay, does term size equals win size?
Yes, it
does. So you don't have an option for auto window resize?
Do I need one?
No. When you uncheck that term size equals win size, you end up with another checkbox that says auto window resize, which tells TerraTerm whether it's automatically going to resize the window to fit the terminal text in.
And I don't want it to do
that. Generally speaking, no.
Okay, so on router 1, what mask should I be giving here? Because access point 1, I'm not too sure what mask you would have used.
Default class C. If I don't specify a mask, then the masks default to the defaults for the first octet of the IP address. So that would be a class C.
Okay.
And don't forget to do a no shutdown or the interface won't come up. What do you mean by not reading, by the way, Grace? Is it when the cursor gets further towards the bottom of the screen or what?
No, it's not reading at all. Like, if I type something in, it doesn't show up on the Braille display or read it. And when I press enter, it doesn't give me any feedback.
Is your insert S set to highlighted?
Yeah, it's set to that.
It is possible that Jaws new version has busted TerraTerm along with a whole stack of other things that it doesn't work with anymore,
no,
like Office.
No, because I was working last week. I haven't updated since last week.
What's your screen res set to?
Let's see.
Okay, interface one is up.
1024x768.
Up that to 1280x1024. That is a midgy screen resolution. You probably don't have enough vertical resolution for TerraTerm. Okay, the big question, Pranav, is can you ping 12.1 from your router? Does that work?
Before I check that, I have to get out of interface configuration mode, right? Before I ping?
Yep, which you can do with the end command.
I actually think I fixed the echoing thing. Now my pod appears to be stuck right now. CMS greater than and yet nothing else is responding.
Yep, that's how mine is as well.
Let's have a look.
Okay, so it's not just me.
Like, I'm not getting even a device listing, you know. C1 is the switch, C2 is the router.
I'm just looking. It's working beautiful for me. You might want to disconnect and reconnect.
Yeah, I can type in enable, and that'll change it, but after that I don't get any feedback at all.
Oh, no, I'm not even that far. I'm not into my router yet.
But enable is not a pod command, Grace. Enable is a router command. You don't type enable at CMS greater than.
No.
You've got a slash C in the router number first. Otherwise, you can't type enable to it.
So that might be half my problem.
That will be all of your problem. Remember, you've got to open the connection to the router you need to open the connection to the router you want to configure before you start feeding Cisco commands into it. So you've got to go slash C3 for router 1 or slash C7 for router 2 or slash whatever the other one is on that list, and then you can start typing things like enable at the router.
When I do slash C7, it says invalid access.
Which pod did you log in as?
I'm in pod 2.
Hang on.
It's just slash C7 all together. No capitals, no nothing, right?
Yeah, that's correct. Hang on, I'll just have a look, because the password might be wrong for that. Otherwise, Grace, go in with the admin password and do it that way.
What's the break character out of the pod? I'm going to try and shut the whole thing off and reconnect and see if I can make it go.
Control B will break you back. Otherwise, you just Alt-F4 the TerraTerm window.
So how do I change the password that I'm in?
Disconnect and reconnect to www.qcat.org.
Okay, there we go.
Okay, so I was not able to ping, but that is because I assigned the wrong subnet. My IP address was in the wrong subnet.
Well,
so
there
I've
you
got
go.
Back so in. You... Yeah, so I've got back in, reconfigured it, and I've issued no shutdown again. Let's see what happens.
Yeah, you can actually just reconfigure it, even if the interface is up. And just it'll change the configuration on the fly.
Oh, nice.
All right, the host name is now Turtle.
Excellent. Do you want to configure an IP address on fast Ethernet? 0/0.
Let me look at the command you type. Because sadly, I did this last week and remember none of it, which is not so cool.
Okay, I can ping 12.1, but only with a success rate of 80%.
Yeah, it always does that the first time. Ping it again, you'll get 100%. It's a Linksys pile of. The fact that you can ping at all is remarkable. So we don't expect much. We don't expect much more from it than that. It's running the stock Linksys firmware. So if you like, you can also configure one of the workstations on your pod to be on the same subnet, so that you can test things later.
Yeah, okay.
So, So once I'm at the turtleconfig if number command, do I type in the IP address and subnet mask?
No. You type IP space address space, then the IP address space, and then the subnet mask.
Okay. And what IP address do you...
And that's in Ciscopedia.
Okay.
It is in Ciscopedia. Yeah, go and have a look in Ciscopedia. See you in 2 minutes.
What IP address do you want me to put on this thing?
Well, you're the ISP, so what IP address would you like to put on it? Because nobody's actually going to communicate with the stuff on your pod necessarily, although they can.
Oh, okay. So, because they've got 12 and 24, so, and I don't want to be on their subnet, so I just pick some other random subnet to...
You could do that. You'll probably have to communicate what subnet that is. But you could say, for example... set the router to the ISP router on FA0, so 192.168.16.54. Stupid
okay.
sensitivity. Hang on, I'm just going to go fix it.
Okay, that probably happened.
Have you done a no shutdown to bring the interface up? Did you get anywhere, Brian? Is yours still broken, or... Did you get router 3
to
behave?
No, I'm now at the point of reinstalling Paraterm because I get no echo. Like, I'm logging in and I get a CMS prompt, and even if I review the screen, I don't see any of the text. So something really weird is going on.
Wow.
That is extra special. That's what I was afraid was happening to me, but I just didn't know what I was doing. I've typed in no shutdown, and I didn't get anything back.
What prompt are you at?
I am at turtle if config dash if.
Okay. Type. You should have got some system messages back saying that the line protocol was up, unless the interface was already up. So do an end. Then do a show interface. FA0/0 and have a look and see if it's up.
How do I reconfigure the Linux interface? Is it ifconfig eth0 or something?
Yep. Let me give you a prototypical command in here. Oops. Ignore that one. That was for Grace's benefit. You want ifconfig eth0. W.x.y.wxyzmask.nmo.
I'll be right back.
Maybe that'll make some sense. You'll want to put your workstation on the same subnet as your router, and then once you've got the eth0 configured, you'll want to go route add default gw and the router.ip.
Okay, I did remember the part about the subnet, so I'm happy. Hold on. What's the sudo password for Cavi? Is it Cavi?
It certainly is. In fact, you should basically go sudo su and then put in Cavi, and it should give you the root prompt.
That's exactly what I did.
So it sounds like he's having lots of fun.
I've got mail!
Yeah, I don't think it's for you, though, unfortunately. Grace, are you around? Okay. If all goes well, Pranav, once you get the IP address configured on your workstation, you should theoretically be able to ping your RAM, and press Control-C to stop.
I'm back.
Ah, you're back. What happened?
Brian Shaw was confused, so I had to tell him about.
Okie dokie.
Basically, take the entire night to knock over exams. So I told him how. Yes, they were up, and you know.
Okay. I don't know.
I am able to ping the router, and the access point.
Ooh, that's good. All right. Where did you get up to, Grace?
I was trying to do the show interface.
Ah, and you want that command.
Oh.
All right. If you want something else to go on with Pranav, you can bring an IP subnet up on the serial interface of your router, which is you can make up a subnet with a /29 or /30 mask. I think it's a /30 mask. So subnet mask of 255.255.252, and the bottom IP of the subnet will be your end of the router, and the second IP of the subnet will be the IP of the router on the ISP end.
My
okay, what did you put yours on, Grace? 15 dot what?
15.254.
Okay. Do you want to go 16.254. into works?
254.
Okay, do you want to go into workstation 3 and configure it to a particular IP address so that you can see whether you can ping if you can ping your router?
How do I get into workstation 3?
Control B to break back to the switch, and then /C whatever.
I don't know what port it's on.
It'll give you a list of ports when you press Control B.
Is there a way to go up and review that information?
Not easily. You can just do /S to reprint it on the screen. The scroll back buffer with control page up is a pain.
Okay, then I want 9. There we go. It's asking me for a password when I want to enable workstation 3.
You don't type enable under Linux, Grace. You've got to log in first. Press enter and log in as Cavi with a password of Cavi.
How do I get past the more prompt on the router? I did a show interface to figure out the name for the serial interface.
You can either hit space to get to the next screen or Q to bail out of the more.
So username Cavi, password Cavi.
That's correct. Then you've got to do an sudo space su to become the super user.
Okay, I'll be back in a minute.
Okie dokie.
Saying something about 79 security up.
Yeah, whatever. I can't actually do those security updates unless I patch it into the main network. Right. And at the moment I can't be bothered, so they're not happening. I think I know why this one wasn't showing up, Alex. It's unpartitioned. Well, I just gave you another one that solved the problem. Any luck with technical foo?
Yeah, sort of, but I'm so behind. Like, I finally got into the router that I'm probably going to screw things up now by continuing. I mean, I got...
No, you're not that behind.
I mean, I'm connected to my router, and it's sort of a jerry-rigged solution with using review commands, because for some reason I don't have automatic echo, but I could make it go.
Okay, well, see how you go. Just give me 5 seconds.
Ian's in Italy this week.
Sorry about that. There we go, I'm back. Now, where are we up to? Which NVDA are you running, by the way, Brian? 2011.1.1 or 2011.1 or?
This is 2011.1.
I wonder if the TerraTerms. I wonder if the TerraTerms stuff went into.
No,
is it?
That was just security fixes on 11.1.1.
Okay. All right. You're on router 3, aren't you? If my memory serves, and we're setting IP.
I am, and I've got as far as enable, like I'm into router pound now.
Okay, well that's alright. You can do a config T, and you can set the host name to something. Router 1 is Elephant, and I can't remember what Grace set hers to. Oh, Turtle. And you can set router 3 to be something completely different if you like. And then we'll set
Rabbit.
Some IP addresses and stuff. Rabbit, okay.
So I'm at the greater than prompt after going into super user. Now, how do I configure an IP address on this workstation?
If you are super user, you should not be at a greater than prompt. You should be at a hash prompt.
I typed in S-U-D-U-S-U.
No. S-U-D-O space S-U, as in do it as the super user. If you've got a greater than, you may have put an apostrophe or something in, and you're going to have to hit Alt-C to break back to the... You're going to have to hit Control-C to break back to the prompt. Your prompt should end with a dollar or a number sign, otherwise you're in trouble.
Kerry, as regards the subnet, I am in the interface mode for serial 0/0/0.
No. And 0/0.
No.
Okay. Serial 0/0. Do not go into 0/0/0 because 0/0/0 is subinterface 0 of 0/0. And that you can't set an IP address on a subinterface.
Okay, I can't get to serial 0/0. Surprise.
You certainly can. Now, you need to come up with an IP subnetting scheme that has a mask of 255.255.255.252, and the bottom or the top interface IP address in that subnet will be assigned to that interface. I would recommend assigning you the bottom and the ISP the top, but then again, I'm not the network administrator, so you can take my advice with a grain of salt. You can do it the other way around if you like.
Okay, but let me get into the interface. How do I do that? I did interface serial 0/0.
Yep, now you can go IP space address space and give it an IP address and a subnet mask.
That's what doesn't happen, because I can't get to serial 0/0. It says invalid input.
Hang on, what's your prompt?
Elephant config. That's elephant, left parenthesis config, right parenthesis hash.
Okay, I think I know why I have a problem. I don't think that, go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead, Chris.
I think that pod 2 is down, because I cannot see it.
Really? What can't you see anymore?
Found it. Okay, it came back up. I don't know why I couldn't.
Okay, Pranav, you should be able to go interface space serial space, or just the letter S space S 0/0, and it should accept that. Or int INT space S space 0/0.
No, that's what I've been doing, and no, I've tried interface, everything. It says percent invalid marker detected at something.
Okay, which router are you working on, and I'll have a quick look.
Router 1, pod 1.
Alrighty, if you exit out and disconnect from the router so it says router con 0 is available, I'll just quickly drop in and check, and then I'll log back out so you can get back in. So just exit until it says router con 0 is... No, actually, break back out of the switch. Just control B to break back to the switch, and I'll connect.
Done.
Pod 3 network is 24, right?
Sorry, Brian?
The pod 3 network is 0.20 or 24.x?
Yes, it is. Ah, it looks like in these new iOSs you do have to go 0/0. I'm just going to check. Okay, Pranav, I've broken back out. I've configured a garbage IP address on your serial 0/0/0 interface. So you can go and blow that configuration away just by setting another IP address and stuff. But yeah, you do have to go serial 0/0/0 on these routers. It was the old 2600 series that was only 0/0. So I will alter the lab documentation to take that into account. Where'd you get up to, Grace?
I'm here. I'm connected to Workstation 3, but it's not asking me to log in. And every time I press enter, I go to a greater than prompt.
Control C.
What's that do for me?
That aborts you out of where you've accidentally pressed an apostrophe or something, because greater than is the secondary prompt on the shell. So you're basically inside a for statement, an if statement, an apostrophe, an open quote, and you've got to get back out of that.
Okay, submitting question coming up. I have converted the mask 255, 255, 255, 252 to binary, but how do I know what address do I put here? I know what's the gateway address of my router. So do you want me to just AND the thing?
No. Just let me see if Grace is back at her prompt. Are you back at the dollar prompt,
yes,
Grace?
Yes, I am back at the number prompt. I was able to sudo in and log in.
All right. Okay. I'll answer Pranav's subnetting question, then I'll come back to you. Okay.
That's...
So say, for example, we have a subnet that has a subnet mask of 255.255.255.252. We agreed that is 8 ones, 8 ones, 8 ones, and 6 ones and 2 zeros. We're happy with. I think that's right. Yeah, that's right. So, say for example, and I'll just type some things into chat here.
No, I agree with your conclusion so far.
Okay. So say for example you've got this subnet mask with 255, 255, 255, 252. Do we agree that the bottom IP address is going to be the network address of this subnet? The next one up is going to be host 1, the next one up is going to be host 2, and the next one above that is going to be the broadcast. Would we agree with that?
Done.
All right, so you're controlling the infrastructure. Why don't you just make up an address outside the subnets that these ISPs are going to be able to use? 172.16.45.5 or 172.17.81.9. Basically, the bottom of the address is going to have to be divisible by 4 because it's a 4 address subnet. So your subnets start at 0, 4, 8, 12, 16, 20, 24. They're your network addresses. Your broadcasts are 3, 7, 11.
Yeah, but how do you get the portion before that? In the sense, you get 172 dot something dot something dot something. Now, I know that I can only take 3 hosts given my subnet mask. So that part
well,
is
you're
okay,
the network.
But how do you compute the rest of it?
Okay, you as the network administrator get to make it up. However, the things that restrict you is that when you have a subnet that contains 4 addresses, the broadcast address has to be divisible. Sorry, the network address has to be divisible by 4. Now, obviously, 0 is a special case, but so you've got to start the network address on a number that is divisible by 4. So you could have 192.168.1.0. That could be your network address. 1 could be your first host. 2 could be your second host, and 3 could be your broadcast. Or 4 could be your network, 5 could be your first host, 6 could be your second host, and 7 could be your broadcast. Remember that if you have a network address, then all of the host bits need to be set to 0. So whatever binary number you're going to start your network off has to have bits 2 and 1 set to 0. Am I making any sense? I may have to go back further.
Hang on. So you're saying that the first octet, okay, of the address should
be... No, the last octet.
Or the whole number.
No. The last
octet. Yeah, that matches with my understanding.
Okay, so the last octet has to... Okay, if you're subnetting something and you are creating subnets of size Q, then the octets in the end of the IP address must be divisible by Q to create the subnet. So if you've got four address subnets, it's got to be divisible by four. You can only start a subnet at 0, 4, 8, 12. If you've got an 8 address subnet, it's got to be divisible by 8. So you can only start subnets at 0, 8, 16, 24.
Okay, that's clear. No problem. But how do I make up the network portion? That's the big question.
Okay, so given the subnet mask is 255.255.255.something, nobody cares what the first addresses are. Make them up. 1, 2, 3, 8, 15, 26, whatever you want. I would probably go with something like 172.16.something so that they look as though they're in private address space. But you can do whatever you want. So we agree you can make up the first three bytes with whatever you want, as long as those first three bytes are the same on your router and on the ISP.
Okay, that makes sense. Has anyone configured the ISP?
I don't think anybody's up to config. No, you haven't, Grace. You've just bought up.
I thought you said I was the ISP.
You've done part of the ISP. You haven't actually configured up the serial interfaces on the ISP because I wasn't sure whether your head was going to explode from the subnetting, so I hadn't assigned you that. Grace has bought up a fast Ethernet 0/0 on the ISP router of 192.168.16.254 as a Class C, and that's how you can talk to workstations 4 and 5, which is what she's bought up so far.
3 and 4.
3 and 4, sorry. Yeah, workstations 3 and 4.
That shouldn't make a difference to the WAN link, will it?
No, it won't. It's got no bearing on the WAN link yet. So what you do is you make up the first three octets with whatever you want. You then take the fourth octet and find a number that is divisible by 4. That becomes your network address. One above it becomes one end of the link, and two above it becomes the other end of the link.
Okay, stand by.
No worries. Do you follow that, Grace, or not really?
Yeah. You're making a really small subnet. You want a four-host subnet is what you're trying to do.
Yeah.
You're putting the gateway at the bottom and the end of your subnet.
No. At the bottom of the subnet is the broadcast address.
Okay.
Followed by the bottom IP, the top IP, and... Sorry, the bottom is the network address, followed by the first IP, the second IP, and the broadcast.
Yep, okay. And what's the network address when it's at home?
The network address is the bottom of the subnet where when you put the network address and AND it with the subnet mask, you set all of the host bits to 0.
Oh.
It's how you refer to the network as an entirety. So if you have 192.168.1.47/255.255.255.0, the network address of that network is 192.168.1.0. That refers to the entire 192.168.1 network.
Okay. So now
are you right to...
What?
Yeah, go ahead. Ask your question, then I'll get back to Brian in a second.
Oh, sorry. So how do I configure this IP address up?
Okay, Brian, do you think you're right to come up with a subnetting scheme for the serial interface of router 3?
I think I could. I was just trying to bring up a FA interface, and apparently config int space FA 0 slash FA space 0 slash 0 is an invalid command.
No, okay. You've got to go config space T to get into configuration mode, and it'll be router dash config number, and then you go int space FA space 0 slash 0. So we go config T int far 0/0.
Okay, hang on just a sec. I'll bring that up, and then I think I can come up with a subnet.
Yeah, that's okay. There's no major hurry. We are going to run out of time, but it is possible for you guys to work on bits of this between now and next week, or we come back and finish it next week. You want to go home, Alex? You're not having a happy time over there. Yeah.
I have to give IP address and subnet mask on the same command line string, right? I can't do them separately.
You have to give them both on the command line string, and if you want to know what you can give, you go IP space address space question mark, and it will tell you what you need, and then you go space and hit question mark again, and it will tell you what it needs again. Grace, there's 32% off a Nokia E7. I wasn't sure whether Chris would be interested.
Oh, where is that at?
eBay.
Oh, okay. Where did you see this? I can definitely give him a call and tell him if you send me the email or tell me where to get the email.
I have forwarded it to you. Just forwarded it then.
Thank you. I will get in touch with him.
Well, check it out at some point and see whether it's worth getting in touch with him over. Don't forget he's not home until this afternoon. He's at work until 3.
Yep, 3:15.
Okay, so I'm getting a bad mask /30 error. So my address...
You cannot provide the subnet mask as /30. You must put 255.255.255.252.
That's exactly what I did. So my the command I used is IP space address space 172.80.80.12.
No, I can see your problem. What is .12?
Divisible by 4. You said the last octet could be divisible by 4. So I said, okay.
No. The network address is divisible by 4. So 12 is the network address.
Yeah, okay, correct.
So you can't assign the network address to an interface. You've got to assign the first host address on that network to the interface. So you need to assign 13, not 12.
13. Ah. See?
I know. I'm a nasty bloke, but this is horribly practical, and we might actually come out of here learning lots.
No, that's the whole point.
Exactly.
I must have screwed up somewhere, because it is unreachable.
Okay, what did you type in?
Oh, no, I've got the IP address up on this computer, it's totally fine. And I pinged,
Okay, what IP address did you bring up on Workstation 5?
Workstation 3?
Workstation 3, yeah.
192.168.16.2.
Okay, and what did you set your net mask to?
255.255.255.0.
Okay, and what happened when you pinged 192.168.16.254?
It said destination was unreachable.
Really?
Yeah. Maybe I screwed something up over there, though.
That's possible. Would you like to go and have a look, or do you want me to troubleshoot it?
No, I can have a look.
I would prefer you go and have a... Actually, guys, can you talk amongst yourselves for 35 seconds, I've got to run down the hallway. I'll be right back.
Okay, serial interface 0/0/0 is up on router 1.
Sweet.
Okay, I'm back.
Serial 0/0/0 is up.
Alrighty. Now, what I was going to tell you was basically what the router did was when you put in those addresses is it ANDed the IP address you gave it with the subnet mask you gave it. And it got zero and said, no, that's not a valid IP address.
Okay.
Okay, so have a guess at what the other end of the serial interface should be set to.
Well, if this is, if I start at 12 and this is, what, 3, so it should be 15.
No. You started at 12.
No, 16, actually.
No. No. You started at 12. You assigned 1 in 13. What's the next IP in the subnet?
14.
And that would be the answer you want.
Oh, obviously. Okay, yeah. It's an interface, which means that should be the address that the ISP should give me.
That is being assigned by the ISP. The ISP is not actually handing out addresses in this case. You're actually statically configuring them. So your end is going to be 13. The ISP is going to be 14. Normally, the ISP would hand these out. But in this particular instance, it's not. Now, where you might see this subnetting scheme, it's not as common as it used to be. But a lot of ADSL providers used to set up an RFC 1483 routed connection, and that would be where you would get a 4-address subnet allocated to you. The bottom would be you, the next one up would be the ISP, and the broadcast and the network and broadcast would be on either side.
Oh, okay. But why would they do it that way? Isn't that an administrative headache?
Well,
that's
when
probably
they
why they don't
do it
that way anymore.
Well, they actually assign the address to you with DHCP. So you bring up the RFC 1483 routed, you send out a DHCP request, and they assign you the bottom end. They take the top end of that 4-address subnet, and there is no user serviceable parts inside.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Now, your job, if you choose, your mission, if you choose to accept it, because I know you've got to go to work soon, but before you duck off to work, you might want to help Grace configure the ISP router, because it so happens in this silly scenario that Grace is at the ISP and you're in the field and she needs to get her end of the router working, and yeah, so maybe you could give her a hand to set hers up perhaps.
That's what I was thinking of doing.
Okay.
Are you happy with that, Grace? Because I mean,
yeah, absolutely. No, not a problem. The first thing I need to actually do is find out if I absolutely botched this IP address that I think I may have done because I couldn't reach it from the other workstation.
Okay, we can do that, but from the ISP perspective, that's not immediately relevant. Okay, what router are you on? What port?
I'm on router 2.
Okay, let
me
get there.
On.
If that doesn't matter, we don't have to do that. But
no, it will matter eventually for the exercise. It will matter, but hang on.
Only one of you can be connected into a router at once, though, because it's a serial console. Are you... Have you got anything out of this, Brian? I realise we're sort of zipping backwards and forwards and left and right. Did you get anything out of those explanations?
Yeah, I did, because I've sort of been playing with it a little bit. This one's too dodgy. I'll have to play with it some at home and sort of make it work. And I will play on the remote bundle between now and next time and see if I can break it worse. this one is sort of up, but I haven't even attempted to configure a serial interface yet.
All right. Well, feel free to have a play with it between now and next week, and we'll Pranav and Grace can set up the serial interface on the ISP, and if you want to sign off, you can. If you want to stay and listen, you're welcome to. We are recording as well.
I'll go soon, but I do want to listen to Pranav's explanation, because that's the part that's coming next for me. So it might be helpful.
Alrighty, good luck, Pranav, and I'll be here to troubleshoot. I've just turned my push to talk on, so I won't key up unnecessarily.
Okay, so I'm at turtle number, which means I have enabled the interface. What would you like me to do?
Okay, which interface have you enabled?
No, she's just sitting.
I'm sitting at the enable. I've enabled the router, so now I can configure.
Okay, so get to... Have you configured interface FA0/0?
I believe so. That's what I wanted to check. That's why I came back in here, because when I pinged it, it didn't work.
Okay, do a show interface. Let's see what's the IP address.
So, show interface space FA space 0/0, and have a look.
Okay, I have something really strange as my internet, as my IP address. Actually, I don't even think I have an IP address.
Okay, the so interface let's is configure up, it again.
But I don't know what I did to the IP address to not have one, or a subnet mask, because they just aren't listed, which is strange.
Okay, don't worry about it. Go back to the interface prompt, which will be enable,
yep.
Enter, and then config space T, enter.
Yep.
If you're at a more prompt, Grace, you'll have to press Q to bail out of the more.
It's translating INT. There we go. It is dropped out of that command, so I can now do what I wanted to do.
If you key in a command that's incorrect or doesn't make sense in the current context, it will try and translate the first word as a host name of somewhere to Telnet to, which is why it did that.
Oh, okay. So now I want to do INT config.
No.
No.
No. Do you know what you need to do first?
First type enable.
She's still enabled, I think, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm...
Okay, then config space T, and then enter.
Do what? I'm sorry, you cut out.
Config space tango, and then press the enter key.
Config/T, now what?
No, config space.
Space.
T.
That's what I did. I said space.
No, you actually said slash.
I typed space, if that makes it any better.
No.
Okay, so config space T.
And press enter.
And then hit the enter key.
Gotcha, there we are. All right, I'm in the configuration area. In the terminal, and now I want to redo the IP command. Is that what you want?
No. First, access the interface. So int space. You want to do FA1, right? So FA.
Yeah.
FA is 0/0.
Yeah, that's right. But there's a space between FA and 0, just so you know.
All right, FA0/0.
Yep.
I am
don't forget
there.
The space.
Turtle config IF number. What?
Yeah, she got it.
Okay, perfect.
Can you see that
now,
on your braille display,
whatever
Grace?
Your...
Yes.
Ah, so when you get Rich Pranav, get a braille display. They rock. Continue.
I know. Okay. Now, IP space address space whatever address you want to assign this interface.
Don't press enter.
Yep, because I have to do netmask.
No, you don't put the word netmask. You just...
No.
Anyway, he can...
You put the space and then punch in the subnet.
Oh, well...
Yeah, you're mixing up Linux and iOS. It's okay.
Yeah, I probably am. So what I have here is IP address space 192.168.16.254 space 255.255.
Hang on.
255.
Did you just say 192.168. Dot...
Are you 16?
16. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Okay. Press the enter key. Let's see what happens.
Done. All right. It says turtle config number, turtle config.
Okay, perfect. Now type no space shutdown. Shutdown is one word.
It says turtle config IF number.
Okay, now type end and press enter. END. Echo November Delta.
Okay, I'm back out to my command prompt.
Superb. Now type
give me some
show
message about configured from console by console.
No, that's fine. Now type show space int space space FA space 0/0.
Hey, I have an IP address. There we go.
Brilliant.
Well, be proud of
now,
yourself.
Go
be
back.
Both of you be proud of yourself, actually. You got it up.
Took me a couple goes, but there we go. Thank you.
Okay, now let's do the serial interface. Very similar.
Okay.
So go back to config terminal.
All right, I'm back there.
Lovely. Int space serial space.
Okay.
0/0/0.
What is the extra 0 for?
A sub-interface. Refer carry host for details.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Under iOS, under the 25 and 2600 series of routers, they're just serial 0/0. And then under the 28 and 29 series, they get another number for sub-interfaces. So you're configuring serial 0/0, sub-interface 0. And I don't know why they changed it. I'd have to Google it.
Okay, fair enough. That's about all I need to know. I'm just curious. All right, so do you want me to press enter now here?
Yep, that's exactly what you do.
Okay, it says invalid input.
No, int space serial space 0/0/0.
Hang on, have you done a config T again, Grace?
No, should I?
Uh-huh. What prompt are you at?
I'm at the regular terminal prompt, just like you told me to be.
Okay. So,
don't
why
you
isn't
have
it working?
An IF in the prompt?
No, she hasn't gone into configure terminal yet. She bailed out, but you never told her to go back into configure terminal.
You told me to bail out and say, yeah, okay, so I need to go back in.
Yeah, okay, no problem. So you do enable,
sorry.
Space enter, config,
I'm already
space
enabled,
T, no
at
problem.
Least. Now, that might help. Okay, so now you want me to put back in this int serial space 0/0/0.
Zero, absolutely.
Hey, there we go. We're up.
Okay, now IP address, IP space address, space, and I'm going to give you an address and a subnet mask.
Okay, what would you like it to be?
Right, let me check Notepad. Your IP address is going to be 172.80.80.14.
Uh-huh.
The subnet
so
mask is...
So I've got 172.80.80.4.
Absolutely. Okay. Your subnet mask...
Subnet mask, uh-huh.
...is 255.255...
Yeah.
.255.252.
Meaning there can only be four hosts, is that right?
Yep.
Oh, what did I do wrong? Seriously.
You didn't put the word netmask in, did you?
No, God, no.
Oh.
No.
Okay. Try again.
So what did you put in?
I have no idea. Look, I can look. I can press up arrow and it'll show me, won't it?
Yeah.
You can always do a route JAWS to PC if you're using JAWS.
No, I can't.
You can go up that way.
Yes, you can.
Okay.
Can I? Okay, because I tried it.
Yeah, you can go. You can go JAWS
what
cursor
have,
route
though.
JAWS to PC and then go a number 8 to go up a line.
Okay. What I've got here is 172.80.80.14.255.255.255.252, and in front of it is IP address.
Have you got spaces between IP, space, address, space?
Yep, and there's spaces between the two IP address and subnet map.
What happens when you press enter on that?
Invalid input detected.
Why?
It sounds right.
It does sound right.
Did you go interface int space serial space 0/0/0?
Yes. Do you want me to do that again?
Hang on. What's your prompt at the moment?
Turtle config IF number.
I'll be tempted.
That's correct. I have pasted the command line into chat. Only the address is wrong. I've put in 13 instead of 14, I think. Try it.
I think there's nothing wrong with the command line, because I did type it in right.
We'll try it again, because that is a valid net mask and everything. That should work.
Yeah. So, IP address.
IP space address.
Yes, that's what I wrote.
Yeah. Space.
172.
Yes.
.80.80.14. Yep. And then
space.
I need 255. Yep, space 255.255.255.
252, you cut your last digit off.
So that's what's up here. I have IP, right after the number sign, IP space address space 172.80.80.14.255.255.255.255.
Yes, absolutely. 14 and the 2.
Yes, there is. There it went.
Okay, so no space
shutdown. Okay. Didn't get anything else back from it except a configuration prompt, so I think that worked.
Yep, that worked. So now the next thing, did you do no space shutdown?
Yes, that's what I got a command prompt, a regular prompt back. I think
okay,
we have
brilliant.
END
to get out of the interface configuration.
All right, I'm out of there.
Let me see if I can ping you.
Okay.
You can try pinging him, Grace. You're pinging 172.80.80.13, and you can ping each other at the same time.
Hey, success rate is 100%.
Well done, guys. You've done your first serial link.
Well, it's not done yet. He hasn't done me.
No, I have to get back to part of one. Yeah, just give me a minute. I'll get there.
Nope.
Yeah, it's okay.
Yep, success rate 100%.
Fantastic.
Okay, we still have a little time. What do we do with these workstations of ours?
Well, at the moment, you've got two parts of the... configuration set up. So basically you've got from the first lot to the ISP set up pretty much. However, the ISP doesn't know how to talk to the other subnets unless you tell it. And you're not advertising any routes, so none of the segments can talk to each other. So you can either do them with static routes, or you can do them with RIP. We could do a quick job with static routes so that you could see what's supposed to happen, if that would be useful.
Not a bad idea, and then we'll automate everything once that's done.
Okay.
Yeah. But does anybody have an idea? I mean, people have a vague idea of what we just did?
Yeah, oh, absolutely. I don't know where we
got
the subnet from.
Go
ahead.
Yeah, no, it's good. I'm following it, no problem. I just have to fix mine to participate.
No worries. Okay. So what you basically do now, because if you try to trace route from one of the workstations to one of the other workstations on the ISP, it won't get there. And there are two reasons it won't get there. The first reason is that you probably don't have a default gateway set on the workstation. If you do, then that's good. And the second reason is that your router doesn't know about the other subnet that it can reach.
Neither of which have happened. So.
Okay. Oh, before that, I thought you had to set a clock rate?
Oh, yes, you do. Grace needs to set a clock rate on her interface because she's the DCE. It must already be set because otherwise it wouldn't work. But she could set the clock rate again if you wanted to.
How do I do that?
Interface space int space s space 0/0/0 and then clock rate space 64,000 or something.
All right, so I have int space s space 0/0/0. Now I type in clock rate.
No.
Yep.
Config terminal first.
Hey, have you gone config terminal first?
No. Now I have int space s 0/0/0 space clock.
No. After you've gone 0/0/0, you hit enter.
Okay, done. Now clock.
Yep, clock rate, space, and then you can hit question mark and it'll tell you what you can put in.
It says unrecognized.
Hang on, I'm checking.
Is clock rate one word?
Yes, it is.
Unrecognized command.
No, it's not. It's clock space rate. I'm sorry.
Okay. So it's got all sorts of different clock rates I can put in here.
All right, can anybody tell me, just a general question, what does this number actually mean? What would happen depending on how we set this number?
Isn't that how fast information is going to travel?
Mm-hmm. Anybody want to guess at what the units are?
Bits, hertz? I imagine. How fast the information goes into the media.
That's correct. Bits per second. So if you set it to 64,000, you'll send it 64,000 bits per second. If you set it 256,000, you're sending it 256,000 bits per second.
So what do I want to set it to?
Well, you could set it to whatever you want. You're the ISP. You have the power.
Right, but what are the repercussions of setting it high or low? Well, I know what the repercussions of setting it low are, but how high do we want this to go?
Well, it's a cable between two routers, so it makes no difference. You can set it to the highest value you can possibly get if you want. But if you want to simulate what a real-world ISP link would look like, you'd probably set it to 256,000 or something. Because obviously, the faster they set it, the more they charge you. But if you're actually on a real link, your distance from the exchange will determine how fast you can set this.
Mm-hmm. Apparently, that exceeds the max rate for this interface.
What have you set it to? What did you try setting it to?
256,000.
Okay, try go clock rate space 64,000.
Won't it make a difference that she's connected through a 100 Mbps cable?
No. These serial interfaces are actually a smart serial connection. They're a V.35 connection from one router to the other. It's not an Ethernet link.
I think I might have busted router 3, because now when I do /C11, it says busy and returns to a CMS prompt.
No, that's because I was actually checking something. I'll just disconnect and you can have it back. Hang on. Now you'll be able to connect. Sorry. It's all yours. Okay.
I didn't realize that that's what they did to decide how much speed they were giving you. That's really interesting.
Well, the other thing is, when you're dealing with ADSL and stuff, what you've got to understand is that your distance from the exchange determines how high the clock rate can actually be, because if you set the clock rate too high, you'll get too high an error rate and you won't get enough data through. But then if you are... I'd love to know why those serial interfaces are only going up to 128,000, because I swear I've seen them go faster than that, but that's okay, I'll look into that. If you... but then if you're actually paying for a plan or whatever, the ISP actually decides how fast the clock rate is for you, and it depends on how much you pay as to how high they set your clock rate as to how much data you can download in a time period.
Okay. I don't think we have time for static routes right now, because I gotta run. But, Grace, how are you placed in the next 10 to 11 hours from now?
I'll be here. I should be around whenever you, for a few hours. If I'm not up, I mean, I'm probably gonna go to bed about 10 tonight, so, if you want to play more, I'll be around. Tomorrow I have a lecture and stuff that I have to give, but, yeah. I'm online.
Okay, so I'll log on and I'll if I see you on Skype or something, I'll catch up with you and we can see if we can do static routes or something like that today
okay,
evening.
Okay, cool.
I'll give you a hint. It's IP space route is the command you want. So if you want to look that up in Ciscopedia between now and then, you can. But you want to add a route to the destination. Well, actually, I'll let you work it out. You got to figure out where you got to add the route. The ISP needs a route and you need a route.
Fortunately, Carrie lives with me, so if we have real trouble...
Hey, that's unfair advantage. I shouldn't give you an unfair advantage, should I?
You guys are going to play. I have to sleep soon. It's like night over here.
That's okay. There's plenty of time to play.
We're not going to do this in 10 to 11 hours or so.
In worst case scenario, we will back up the configurations off the routers and we will build it all again. Because I think next week we're going to build this all again and put it all back and make sure we're all okay with how it's going to go and what it's going to do.
Okay. Sounds good. I'll catch you then.
I'll keep my Skype open if I happen to be up or whatever. I'll come and play too if I'm not too busy at work or whatever.
Okay. Cool. All right. So
perfect.
I'll be on my work Skype. Pranav, do you have my home Skype, actually? You probably want that.
No, I don't. I don't know what Skype I have. I have something.
I think
you
have my work.
Last.
I think you want my home as well, because that's what I'm on, I think, right now. But I can be on my work as well.
It's in the
chat.
That's
work.
Oh, that's work, is it?
Yeah, you want home.
And there's home.
I have two. One that shows up as Arwen and one that shows up as Grace King.
Yep.
I don't know which one's which.
Yep. Arwen is home. Grace King is work. Grace Hoth is actually work, it says now. I think it changed.
Okay, so we're all big on Lord of the Rings.
Yeah.
Yes.